big old can. Good time, unwind, falling out of love in the same night.
Welcome back to the Jeff Porch Show at FM Talk 106.5. Still to come on the program today, in the next hour, we'll hear from Pharaoh Mayor hopeful Sherry Sullivan and former Congressman Parker Griffith. That's in the 11 o'clock hour. Make sure you stay tuned for that. But joining us now, he is the Republican nominee for the United States Senate here in Alabama, running against the incumbent Doug Jones on November 3rd. Former Auburn head football coach Tommy Tuberville joins us on the line. Coach, how are you today?
Jeff, I'm doing great. Thanks for calling. And we have high school football starting tonight in the state of Alabama, and I'm excited.
That is a one of those time-honored traditions that I think once you start seeing some of these things, people will start to feel a sense of normalcy.
You're exactly right. We need something like that. You know, this is a deadly virus, and we've got to learn how to cope with it. I want to take my hat off to the teachers and students around the state that are going back to school, and the coaches and the players that are playing football. You know, how long it lasts, who knows? But we've got to fight back. This virus is controlled our life for 6 months, but now I think the people of the state of Alabama are ready to fight back.
So, Coach, tell us this: speaking of all things virus, how's the campaign going? Unusual circumstances, but I see you're having a lot of success with these boat parades. The one down in Orange Beach last weekend, and I think you had a couple around the state at the different lakes.
It's going great. You know, people are getting back out. We're learning to, you know, the social distance and do the things that we need to do. But you know as well as I do that Jeff, that if, you know, if this thing might be here now, and so we've got to learn to live with it. And I think we're going to see it start dying out, hopefully. But again, let's start getting back with our lives. You know, the Democrats want us to stay at home. They don't want us to go to work, school, football games. They don't want us to do the things that we normally do. They want to control our lives, and the people of this state and this country, I got to believe they're ready to get back to a normal life.
Yeah, and that seems to be the trend, but everything's so politicized right now. It seems like in some ways there are forces out there to want to make this thing a lot worse than it needs to be, just for the sake of politics.
There's no doubt about it. Just look at the states that are not playing football, college or high school. Look at the states that are not playing, are going to high school or college and in classroom class. It is definitely a difference in politics, but we and the people here in the state of Alabama, we want to get back to normal life. And again, I just take my hat off to the people that have made the decision, let's go, and we're going, and hopefully we can work through it.
Coach, you're talking to President Trump these days, now that you're the nominee, what's he telling you about things going on in the political landscape and with,
you know,
COVID-19?
I talk to him once a week or so, and he's excited about, you know, the possibilities of the future. Of course, he's fighting the mainstream media. He's fighting, I don't even call them Democrats anymore. I don't know what they call themselves, but they're truly trying to change this country to a different America that we all grew up in. But President Trump's bound and determined not to let that happen. He's fighting for the people. You know, they're not after President Trump. They're after the American people. They're after a different way of life, and so we got to understand that he's just our leader, and we got to follow him. We got to do the things we can to keep him in power, and then obviously maintain the Senate. If we do that, we can get back to a normal life.
You spoke to a gathering up in my old stomping grounds up in Huntsville, the Madison County Men's Club. It's a very interesting comment that you'd made, but you'd heard from, you know, you got the call to the principal's office, had to go talk to McConnell, just stressing the emphasis of the importance of you winning your race and what happens if Democrats take over the Senate. Even if Donald Trump is president, it may not matter, Democrats, if it's Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer next year.
Well, all you got to do is look at what they've done for the past 4 years since he's been elected. Even before elected, they've tried to find ways to impeach him. That's not going to stop. When he's reelected, they're going to continue to find ways to break down the structure of the freedom and liberty that we have, and that's by going through Donald Trump. And so if we don't have the Senate and they do maintain the House, look at what they can do. Now, that's not that they will or whatever, but we don't need to take the chance. We have got to make sure we maintain control of the Senate to give the president a backstop of and support.
Did we lose you, Coach? I'm going to try to get Coach back on here. Maybe he's going through doing a lot of traveling on the campaign trail. It happens from time to time. But we're going to try to effort him back on. But something that was said interestingly to Coach Tuberville, he relayed it to us from Mitch McConnell. It's like, yeah, if the Democrats win the Senate, even though Trump wins re-election, then you're looking at impeachment right away. They will go proceed forward with articles of impeachment for something, as we've seen with the Democrats. They have they put up articles of impeachment for the Ukraine thing. It just seems after the Mueller report kind of flopped, well, we need to find something new. Adam Schiff goes and looks at this. Let's try this Ukraine angle. There will always be an angle to try to impeach the President of the United States. And then they'll try it again if they get the Senate back. So that's what he said. So let's see if we get him back here. Coach, you there?
Yeah, I'm here. And as you said, whether we keep the Senate, they're going to still try to impeach him if he gets back in there. But we need all protections possible to keep the best president in our lifetime in terms of conservative Republican beliefs and American beliefs. So that's the reason this is so important.
Coach, you got a chance to watch any of the Democratic National Convention the last few nights?
I've seen some highlights. I've been out working, but it's a clown show. I mean, my gosh. I don't know where they're coming from in a lot of these things, but the thing now different, Jeff, is they're not trying to hide them. You know, we know they want to tear down the Constitution, take our guns away. Have abortion all the way up to even after being born. All those things are out there freely. And, you know, Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, you know, look at Kamala Harris. She comes from maybe the state that's got the most going for it in terms of things in our country, the growth, the things that they could do in California, and it's a total disaster. You know, sanctuary cities, high taxes, drugs, no law enforcement, just absolute chaos. And it's unfortunate that they've even put her up there as a chance to be a vice president of this country.
It does seem like to me Democrats really are playing that card up. All these left of center ideals, they're playing to their base, where at this point typically in election cycles you try to moderate, by this point you should have your base nailed down, but they're still making that play for it. That could be America if they get elected. That's what Republicans will tell you.
Jeff, I don't know if they know what they believe in. There's so many different factions in their party now. They've gone so far left. And when you've got Bernie Sanders, a committed and communist, a guy that just believes in socialism so much that he is for just tearing this country down to the bone and rebuilding it, I mean, and to even let him on the stage to speak, to give him that opportunity, you know, he's even said, you know, I'll back Joe Biden as long as he believes in the things I believe in, and you know, the way to run this country economically. I go back to my original statement. There's no bones about now what they believe in and the direction they want to take this country. Is this country ready for that? I hope not. I do not believe in that, and that's the reason I'm in this race to try to help stop it.
Coach, what are you hearing from people? Obviously, everyone's talking about coronavirus, but I got to think this rough summer we've had with the civil unrest and the anti-police sentiment in some corners of the nation. Does that get raised while you're on the campaign trail?
Oh yeah, everybody's very concerned about even the thought of defunding our police. They need more funding. I mean, they're thinking of just the opposite of what I've always believed in. You know, our policemen, our first responders, they don't make near enough money. And the problem that I've seen and talked to all of our sheriffs and our police chiefs across the state, Jeff, is they didn't have enough funding to begin with. You know, a lot of these deputies, you know, they barely make $14-15 an hour, and then they put a gun on their side every day. And now the way that they're talked about, they're ridiculed, it's embarrassing because they should be held as the leaders of our country in terms of keeping the peace and liberty on our streets. But it's just the rhetoric that we're getting from the left. They believe in it. They want to change it. And again, that's the fight as true Americans that we have on the Republican side of fighting for our men and women that are in law enforcement and in military and try to get more funding, more of them, better training, and do the things that make this country even safer every day.
How much you hear about immigration? Obviously, the wall. Well, that's what won 2016. It seems like maybe it's been moved to the back burner somewhat. Is that still coming up much?
Yeah, immigration was really number one on the list when I got in this race a year and a half ago. It's moved down a little bit. People are still concerned about open borders. You know, this country was built on immigration, immigrants coming in. We built the best and finest country on the face of the earth with people from every corners of the earth that we live on, and so we know how to deal with that. But the problem that we're having is we're the only country that's not just completely burned up. I mean, Europe is just absolutely on fire. Everywhere else is on fire, but everybody wants to come here, and we need to protect the taxpayer and the citizens of this country, people that pay the way for this country, and then get a wall up. Now, Joe Biden, day one's already said he stops the wall from being built. He's going to welcome everybody. But you know that was coming. That's what they've always wanted to do. But we need people to come here in terms of immigrants over the years like we all have been. But we have to know who's here.
Coach, let's move something that's near and dear to the hearts of many Alabamians, the college football season. We talked a little bit about high school football getting back. The way things are going now, it appears the SEC is moving forward. We got a schedule now, and we see some dates. We're getting September. How do you feel about the plan that they got in place to go ahead with college football this year?
You know, I like their plan. I like their plan that they're holding firm on what they want to do, how they want to do it. Again, the first thing we have to do is be safe as possible. This is a deadly virus, and our people here know that. But the problem I have with the Pac-12 and the Big Ten is, why do you do it 2.5 months in advance? Why don't you just wait? Because these kids have worked all their lives to get to the point where they're at. Some of them will make a living doing this. If you did this last year and didn't play, Joe Burrow would have been an afterthought. He was the first pick in the draft. He's even said, if this was happened a year earlier, he'd be working trying to find a job. So, this is a free country. But we also want to keep people safe. Again, protect people, do the best we can. Let's try to do it. At the end of the day, if we can't do it, I know they'll do the right thing and pull the plug. But right now, we need to fight on, try to get to the point where we can play, protect the kids, protect the fans, do everything we can. But again, this is just part of life. Again, what if this thing's here 3 years from now? We're going to continue to just keep falling back? That's what the Democrats want. They do not want us to work, go to church, go to school, or play football. They want to just absolutely control our lives, and it's time we took our lives back as American citizens.
Well, to add on to the football angle, particularly here in Alabama, these college towns really rely on that football season. And the mayor of Tuscaloosa, Walt Maddox, said it has a direct impact of $200 million on the city of Tuscaloosa. I'm sure the numbers, something along those lines in your hometown in Auburn, really that we're going to feel some pain because of just the way not having college football, it seems, on the Alabama economy.
It's going to be devastating. It's going to be devastating even if we play, because my understanding is we're looking at 15 to 20% occupancy, and most of those are going to be students. And so it's going to be very, very tough. We think we've been hit hard in our economy with small business the last 6 months. Well, you wait. Because that's how a lot of the schools in the South, a lot of the cities and towns and communities survive, is off those five, six home games a year. Now, again, we've got to be safe, but we've got to be realistic about this. Are we going to ruin the best country and the best economy that we've ever had, especially during the football season? Are we going to give in at the last moment? Again, we're going to fight to do it. We got to keep safe, and I hope we're able to play. But they'll make the right decisions when push comes to shove.
Coach, we got to leave it there, but real quick before we let you go, tell folks where they can find out more about your campaign.
TommyForSenate.com. Just go on and read about what we're doing. We're building a bigger and better web every day, our site, and we appreciate your support and your vote. Come November the 3rd, 2 months away almost.
Coach, thanks for making time for us today.
Thank you. Thank you. God bless.
Former Auburn head football coach Tommy Tuberville, the Republican nominee for Senate in Alabama, joining us. We got to take a break. We'll be right back. This is FM Talk 106.5. Perhaps I may become a high